The Waltz of the Flowers by Tchaikovsky, played by the Houston Symphony, led by Sergio Commissione. And it's 11:38. You're listening to Morning Blend on WLRH. I have a special treat for you this morning. Miss Donna Castellano is here with Historic Huntsville. They have a beautiful garden tour prepared for you this Saturday, June 7th, with, I believe, June 8th as the rain date. But hopefully, I don't think it's going to rain. Anyway, Miss Donna is here with us right now. I want to welcome you to WLRH. Thank you very much for being
here. Well, thank you so much for allowing us to come and talk about the garden tour.
This is very exciting. There are five private gardens that you can see this Saturday, June the 7th, starting at 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. What a wonderful walk. Get out and stretch your legs a little bit and see some beautiful things. What a wonderful thing to do.
Well, we've just had so much fun planning this, and the garden owners have just been working themselves into a tizzy, making sure that their gardens are in perfect shape for the people that we're expecting to come through on Saturday. It's really interesting to see all the people out there buzzing around. And so these gardens were very carefully selected so that people would have the best time. They're very close together, so it's a very easy walk for the people who come out and support the tour. And of course, we have an incredibly distinctive setting. I think that there's something magical about gardens in historic districts, and so it's a wonder to get out and to tour the districts and to see these private gardens. And so we're just really anticipating a great crowd, and we know that our gardens are just going to be absolutely exquisite.
Very nice. I know they are beautiful works of art, each and every one of them. Miss Donna, I'd like to ask you, what is Historic Huntsville? When did it get started, and what all do y'all do? I know you have a lot of things going on.
We do have a lot of things going on. Historic Huntsville Foundation began in 1974, so we're coming up on our 40th year anniversary. And throughout that period, throughout that period, we have been very much engaged in trying to identify and preserve historic sites and structures around Huntsville-Madison County. And we do that through a variety of ways, either through National Register nominations, which brings visibility to those structures and sites, or through direct aid. I think our most visible sign of historic preservation is Harrison Brothers Hardware. A lot of people don't know that we own and operate the store, but we have, and we have for the past 30 years. It was an incredible labor of love, and has been a labor of love for volunteers to own to operate that store. And so we've been an anchor, a retail anchor for downtown for the past 30 years, and that is a sign of what preservation can do.
Wonderful. I love the Harrison Brothers Hardware. It's such a work of art in itself. Just to go in, it's fantastic to see. And then there are local artists with their works also being displayed in there.
Yes.
It's just super fun. And I remember you doing a lot of things with the Art on the Square all the wonderful people y'all brought in for that.
Yes. It's very much an outgrowth, actually, of Harrison Brothers Hardware in terms of trying to get people downtown. And the sidewalk art stroll was very much engaged with people come out and buy art on Thursday nights because we were thinking about Harrison Brothers, and you know that they do. And so there's been a strong relationship between the Sidewalk Art Stroll and Historic Huntsville Foundation since its inception.
Very, very cool. Another thing about the Harrison Brothers I really enjoyed was the ghost tour. That was really fun, too.
Well, you know, there are some employees and volunteers who swear that there are ghosts inside Harrison Brothers Hardware. I'm not testing that thesis, but I'll take their word for it.
I've heard of a couple of people who don't work there necessarily that have just kind of visited and might have seen a few things. I'm not going to name any names.
Well, we want all people to come out and experience. Live or dead, we don't care.
It's fun.
A great place to be.
Well, I'm sure if there are ghosts in there, they're friendly ghosts.
Of course they are.
Very much so.
Of course they are.
Very much so. My guest is Donna Castellano of historichuntsville.org, and if you want to find out what they're up to, just go ahead and check out the website. They will be doing the Spring Garden Tour in Twickenham and Old Town Historic Districts this Saturday, June the 7th, beginning at 10 a.m. going to 3 p.m. There is a rain date on Sunday, June the 8th. I can tell you that advance tickets will be sold at Harrison Brothers Hardware that we were just talking about, and that's at 124 on the Southside Square, Brooks and Collier on Meridian Street. You You can also get tickets for the garden tour at In Bloom at 504 Pratt Avenue, Salon Katera at 900 Bob Wallace, and The Greenery at 210 Campground Road in Brownsboro. Again, that website for information is historichuntsville.org. Well, Miss Donna, you have here on the little flyer here about the Spring Garden Tour that Bill Nance, that his gardens will be featured on this tour. And I tried so hard to get in touch with him. It was years ago when we were doing the artist interviews, because everybody said how wonderful he was and what great work he did, but he didn't have an answering machine on his phone, so it was really hard to get in touch with him. I never was able to get an interview with him, even though he was highly recommended. Yeah. I know that we're going to be seeing on this tour some of his work, and maybe if you could talk a little bit about that.
Well, yes, and we're pleased to be able to offer four of the gardens on the tour were either directly designed by Bill or experienced his hand and his eye. And, you know, there's something about walking into a garden that was touched by Bill that you know immediately from the way that the composition of the garden, the way that shapes are created, the way that shapes are replicated. He was just a magical individual who took everything that he loved about creating art and poured it into the gardens. Mm. And there was a sensitivity there as well in terms of making sure that the gardens that he created also incorporated the style and aesthetic of the person who was going to be tending it, and that it reflected and supported their lifestyle. So even though there is a familiarity to Bill's work, it also changes with every single garden owner. He was a wonderful individual, and even though Bill is gone, his work still lives and his work still grows, and we're just thrilled to be able to open that to the audience.
Lovely. And again, you can see all this at the Spring Garden Tour Saturday, June 7th, coming up this Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., going to 3 p.m., brought to you by historichuntsville.org. It's a walk through history, five beautiful private gardens in the heart of Huntsville, Twickenham, and Old Town historic districts. And as we said, featuring the gardens of Bill Nance, noted Huntsville artist and garden designer. My guest is Donna Castellano. Miss Donna, if there's anything else you'd like to talk with me about what the Historic Huntsville Association is doing.
Well, we also have some other events this summer, mm-hmm. And they are free to the public. We're very pleased to be able to bring the second year of Movies in the Park. And so, the week after the garden tour, which is June the 13th, we have our Father's Day flick, which is Ghostbusters. The following month, we have our children's movie, which is Frozen. And then the following month in August, August the 15th, we have our classic movie, The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, very fun.
Yeah, so these are Friday nights in Big Spring Park, back behind the Art Museum. And it's just a wonderful evening. We did this last year, and we could just sit and watch the crowds grow, families come out, kids in footy pajamas running around playing. It was a magical evening. And so we couldn't wait to repeat it this year.
What a great idea to have movies in the park. That's
such
a cool setting for a film.
Yes, absolutely.
Really cool. Now, do y'all show Wizard of Oz every year?
No. Actually, the way that we choose the movies is they're put up for public vote. And so we have a committee that sort of narrows some choices down. And then people vote for the movies on Facebook or either through our website. And so these are popular favorites. There was a close battle, I must tell you, between Ghostbusters and The Karate Kid. But Frozen ran away with the thing.
Really?
And I think there were parents that were actually voting against Frozen.
Because they heard the song so many
times.
Who
did not want to hear Let It Be in or whatever the song, Let It Go Another Time. I've not seen the movie, and I don't know that I've heard the song, so I'm going to be in wonderment as the children are.
Very cool. Well, now, with The Wizard of Oz, I'm wondering, I guess the screen is kind of big.
Yes, it's a big screen. It's a huge blow-up screen.
So those flying monkeys are going to be even larger than ever before. And
They're
pretty interesting, those flying monkeys. I remember being very affected by those as a child.
Oh, really?
very good impression on the mind there. You might hear some screaming, I guess. Especially if the kids have never seen those for the first time. I've seen other kids react to the flying monkeys. They are kind of scary. It's not that scary. The parents will be there, and everybody will be able to explain, this is just a movie. It's going to be okay. But I'm seeing a vivid image in my mind of these big old, in fact, everything in that movie is over the top and wonderful. And on this bigger screen outside, it's going to be quite an experience.
I do think it's going to be quite an experience. And, art is, it's an imaginative thing. So I think that the kids will be able to, with their parents there, and they can always close their eyes. That's what I still do during scary parts of movies.
That's right. That's right. I do too. I go and check in behind my shower curtain to make sure
Exactly. We will never be showing that movie. No Psycho in Big Spring Park.
Although it's kind of fun to think about. Well, if there's anything else you'd like to let us know about the many activities of the Historic Huntsville Foundation.
Well, we're very proud. We have just completed a survey of Madison County that identifies between 50 and 100 historic structures that have been surveyed and identified, which is the first step, of course, towards preservation.
Wow.
And we have also, we're very proud that we'll be offering the Jim Merrick Neighborhood Grant again for the second year. Jim Merrick was a chairman of Historic Huntsville Foundation, who unfortunately died last year. And so to honor Jim's memory and of his commitment to the preserving of historic neighborhoods, we have established a grant in his name. And we give grants to neighborhoods who apply for projects that support neighborhood revitalization. And we were very pleased this past year that we were able to help build support parks in North Huntsville. Mm-hmm. And we were able to help with East Clinton Elementary School to get the landscaping around that school so that the children can enjoy that, and also help establish a lending library in the Whitesburg neighborhood. So details for that will be coming up. And again, all neighborhoods will be historic one day.
Yes.
And so we want to do things to sort of, help build the camaraderie in the community in those neighborhoods so that those ties remain strong. That's the best way to support neighborhoods, is to help the people who live there.
Well, y'all are doing a beautiful job, I must say. This is a wealth of information. And to get involved with the Historic Huntsville Foundation, all you would have to do is go to the website?
There's membership forms there. We'd love to have your support. We would love to have volunteers. If you listen to what we're saying and you think, yes, that's an organization I'd like to help and support, not only through membership dues or through volunteers, we would love to have volunteers come out and help us with movies in the park and our other activities. So, and of course, they're always looking for volunteers at Harrison Brothers Hardware.
Very good. Well, Miss Donna, it's been delightful talking with you, and I look forward to seeing the many things y'all will be presenting in the upcoming months. And I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and talk with me.
You are very welcome, and thank you for allowing me to come in today.
Absolutely. Miss Donna Castellano of historichuntsville.org. Look for that spring garden tour this Saturday, June the 7th. It's going to be a really beautiful time. And here is a little more music about the flowers to just kind of go with all that fun stuff.